Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Another little baby girl died. Another little girl died in Pennsylvania. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Rick.
How you doing?
Rick.
Yes.
Good morning.
Liz, yes. How you doing today?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, I guess since 2000, we see that nothing is a lock or a guarantee. You know, we thought that Mr. Gore is going to roll in as president, and we thought that Mr. Kerry is going to roll in 2004, and we see that it didn't happen. And I'm wondering why, after the examples that we've had, that, like you said, the Democrats haven't come out and been, I hate to say it, but more vicious. You know what I mean? And I think it's the case of that Democrats don't have that thing in them, that vicious streak, but it seems to me that the American public as a whole, that's all they need to respond to, like a WWF type of thing, you know, that mentality. But if that's what it takes to get these people out of office, I think that's what we need to do, because
I would use a different word as opposed to vicious. I would use the word fearless. I would use the words take no prisoners. I would use all kinds of aggressive words. I mean, the fact of the matter is that there are four Republicans that have resigned in the last year for corruption reasons, whether it's corruption with children or money or laws or writing out how much something will cost you on a congressional letterhead. For goodness sake, how can you not be winning Tom DeLay's seat? How could that not be a win?
I don't understand how, after 8 years of prosperity, we switched over to Republican. I just don't understand that one. You know what I mean? But I hope that all black people come out and vote, of course. But I also hope that the Caucasian community sees what the lies are that the Bush administration, Republican administration, has been putting down, and come and say, stand up and say it's time for a change. You
everybody,
know what I mean?
Everybody needs to get out. Everybody needs to get out. There's no question about it. Thanks for your call, Rick.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much business to deal with. Much business to take care of. Much business to address. Let's get some more of it done after this. Stay with me.
Since the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s, can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the stem cell initiative?
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension. These are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
You in need of financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Robani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. And if you want to fax me, 454-6609, that would be the fax number. Craig.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I wanted to make a statement about how safe George Bush has made us since the 9/11 attack.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't secure the porch, Liz. They say the porch is still wide open for attack. Something like one in every 1,000 units are searched, you know, for explosive or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't secure the airport. I mean, the passengers are checked, but they still say almost anything can get into the belly of the planes. And every time an American is killed over in Iraq, that's us being attacked, Liz.
just this month, it's just the third of the month, and the news just said 13 Americans are killed.
Wow.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that that gives a lot of hope and a lot of glory to the enemies of this country. They don't have to plan attacks in this country, Liz. If we're going to send our kids over there to be killed, they don't have to come over here and try to kill us, Liz, because we're sending our kids right over there into their own, into their backyards, you know. And another thing, Liz, is that the civil liberties that are being taken away from us, and instead of going over to Afghanistan and doing it what we needed to be done, you know, as far as bin Laden and all that, we didn't do that, Liz. Instead of going to Saudi Arabia, where most of the terrorists came from, we didn't do that. Instead, we went to Iraq, and we're spending billions of dollars a month. That's America being attacked right there, Liz, because like they say, for every action, there's a reaction. Something, all this money that we're spending, Liz, it's got to come back sooner or later.
It's going to be, this is going to be a fascinating election. This is going to be a fascinating election because part of the what, when you look at the things that are going to come back, there American citizens play a role in that. And if American citizens don't get out and show that these things matter to them, it's going to come back with a double vengeance.
Yeah.
It's going to come back with a double, because what that says, what that means to the world is that Americans are cool with it, are cool with what the government is doing.
And right after this, the second election, when George Bush was put back in, I don't know what country their headline was, how can, I don't know how many millions of people in America voted for Bush. Mm-hmm. Remember the headline said, how can that many people be so stupid?
Well. We'll see what happens this election.
Thanks, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. Tim.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I just want to make a statement, in response to your last caller about how safe George Bush has made us. I just want to, all you listeners to understand, too, the quit, you know, we have to really be careful in the words we use about calling, you know, them and, you know, they. You know, like those people are not the same as us. You know, they're minorities, just in a different, you know, just remember, they're being invaded. It's a difference. You know, there are no Iraqi troops over here. That country is was invaded. Afghanistan, regardless, if you say bin Laden did it, you know, regardless, you still have people there who are innocent. So, you know, what about the innocent people over there? They're losing their lives. They're being attacked by American troops.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just say they, like they're the enemy. And, you know, like us, like we Americans are safe. Don't say that. I just want people to, you know, use the words different. That's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Can I take this this Mark Foley story to another level? Can I take it to another place? I want to talk about the 21-year-olds, the ones that knew about this. The 16, 17-year-olds that knew about this, and factored into their decision-making of whether or not they were going to tell on Mark Foley, they factored into that decision whether or not they would get a gig or whether this would ruin their career. There were a number of young, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I feel pretty confident in saying that 99% of those aides that we're talking about are young white males, not young white females, not young African males, not young African females, not Asian males, not Asian females, not Hispanic males, not Hispanic females. We're talking about young white males, 99.9% of them, that have had dealings with Mark Foley. 99, I would suspect that 99.9% of them, 0.99999% of them, are young white males. And we have to ask the question of what kind of world has been created? What kind of world exists? What kind of parents are we having out here, and what kind of children are we raising? And what have we allowed this world to evolve in that our children are making these kinds of decisions? Because there were a number of young people that could have blown the whistle on this creepy, foul Republican congressman, pedophile congressman. For years, they could have blown the whistle on him, and they didn't. One former page by the name of Patrick McDonald said that in 2003, what year is this? This is 2006, almost 2007. He said in 2003, he learned of sexual messages that Foley sent three or four ex-classmates. And you know what this former page, Patrick McDonald, thought to himself? If this gets out, it will destroy Mark Foley. That was the spin on it. He thought, his thought was, if this gets out, it's going to destroy this congressman, not the predatory stuff that this man was doing. Another page, Matthew Loradich. He said he has known for years about the creepy messages that Mark Foley sent three of his classmates in 2002. But no one wanted to come forward. You take down a Congress member and you can't end up trying to do something later. Now, is it fair for grown-up people like myself or others to come down on 16-year-olds for not doing anything? But what kind of world have we created that these children don't want to come out and be perceived as a hero? They thought about their careers. They thought about his careers. They didn't think about being hailed as brave for doing the right thing. And the journalists out here that are reporting these stories, the story, they need to stop saying that these were inappropriate emails. They weren't inappropriate. They were sickening. They are foul. They are disgusting and dirty beyond description. They are filthy, dirty, nasty stuff. There's nothing inappropriate. Inappropriate is using the salad fork instead of your main fork. This is sickening, creepy, foul, bad stuff. Get a ruler and measure. Foul. Foul. One email that he sends to a child. I miss you lots since San Diego. The teen replies, yeah, I can't wait till D.C. Now, this man, this Mark Foley is so brazen. He's so brazen in his pursuit that he texts people with the, here's what his text handle is, MAF54, Mark A. Foley, born in 1954. He's not trying to hide this. What kind of atmosphere exists that he doesn't even feel like he has to hide this stuff? He's using the text message of his first name, his middle initial, his last name, and his year of birth. And when these text messages were sent to the FBI, they initially said, what do we got here? Now, these are the guys that we want to give the ability to be able to listen to our phone messages and make judgments. These are the guys that we're supposed to allow, that Alberto Gonzalez says should be able to listen in and store our phone messages. They couldn't figure out anything about this. What on earth are they going to do with our stuff? This congressman was using his email, his text address is MAF54, his first name, his middle name, his last name, and his year of birth. And the FBI got this stuff and said, And the Republicans got this stuff and said, look, we can't afford to lose this seat. Y'all just hush it up until after the election. Hush it up. Pedophile on, dude. Pedophile on. The FBI got these emails in July and failed to launch an investigation. Huh? I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your local REMAX office. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and Mid Rivers. Look for slow traffic in pockets, then disabled vehicles on the right shoulder as you approach 79. Westbound 70 at West Florissant and Jennings Station. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier car fire. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh. Look for an accident. Left lane's blocking. Traffic is slowing near Mattis Road. Eastbound 44 at Mraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge. It's slow there. Eastbound 40 is heavy in pockets from Clarkson through 270 and then stop and go from 270 through McKnight. Northbound 270 from 55 through Marshall, look for stop-and-go traffic. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, look for heavy volume, as well as westbound 270 from Illinois 203 through the Canal Bridge. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your local REMAX office. Looking to buy or sell a home? Search with REMAX at REMAX.com. They have millions of listings and outstanding agents, so you will have outstanding results. Visit REMAX.com for more details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny, near record highs in the mid-90s today. For this evening, partly cloudy, low around 70. For Wednesday, not quite as warm, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers, high in the lower 80s. And then for Thursday, cooler, partly cloudy, with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Lynn with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one.
We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
It's so important for African Americans to vote yes for the stem cell initiative. So many diseases that disproportionately affect our community, diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, could be cured by stem cell research.
Dr. Consuelo Wilkins, associate professor at Washington University School of Medicine, is joining with other African American physicians and community leaders to urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Initiative.
African Americans are at higher risk for certain diseases like diabetes and sickle cell disease. Stem cells could provide cures for those diseases. That's why I'm urging African Americans to vote yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to make sure that all Missourians have equal access to the same stem cell cures that are available to other Americans. Please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Listen to my life go by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
Say that you won't
treat me the way you're treating me.
Say that you Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Listen, I was calling because you remember a few years ago there was a young black page, and he reported something like this, and he was vilified.
I don't remember that.
Someone in the listening audience may remember that, but I remember that he was vilified for reporting it. He surely was.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Liz, hi. This is Attorney Thomas.
Yes, good morning.
You know, I've been just sick because you and I have had long discussions as attorneys about the effects of child molestation. It doesn't always have to be actual, you know, intercourse to affect a person for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was on the Internet all night. I mean, literally, I wish I could say I was up with a handsome man all night, but I was up with the Internet. And I came across this quote from Foley when he was addressing the Speaker of the House. And let me commend the administration, particularly Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, for his investigation that has busted a ring of 27 charged in the child pornography sting. Images traded worldwide on Internet chat rooms, despicable, disgusting, disgraceful conduct. He then goes on to say that they've sent this legislation over by voice vote. He finally says, I urge Senator Frist to bring this chamber together to pass this vital legislation so we can continue to crack down on these monsters. So I guess he was talking about himself, because if you remember George Peach, when we were PD, public defenders, cracking down on prostitution at the same time, he was one of the biggest Johns out there.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, it's kind of the old...
Well, and then, you know, like the, who was the one that was crying and lying, the preacher that was caught with the hooker? That was crying and lied.
The one that cried on TV.
Mm-hmm, cried and lied.
I ran across his name on the Internet last night, reading a lot of the blogs. It wasn't Falwell.
No, not James Baker. He wasn't with a hooker. There was...
He wore glasses.
I can see his face, too. I can see his face.
Yeah, I ran across a whole list of those, and there was someone on one blog that had listed so many names of Republicans who had been caught in these type of situations. And then someone had a blog where they listed Democrats. But, I mean, the Republican list paled in comparison. I mean, things we haven't even heard about.
But put everybody's name in there. I don't care about the partisanship of it. What I care about is that look at the people that are in control. The Republicans in control knew about this and put their party's ambitions and their positions ahead of children and allowed a pedophile congressman to be let loose amongst these babies. That's outrageous.
And it's not just the last few months. If you go back and research, it goes back 5 years.
It goes back 5 years.
Or more.
It goes back 5 years.
Not just a few
Jimmy
months.
Jimmy Swaggart was his
Swaggart,
name.
Right.
Jimmy
right.
Swaggart. That's right. Thank you,
the
caller.
The other thing I think is Hastert, it probably will be out pretty soon. But, Liz, after I got through reading just tons and tons of articles and blogs, if this country does not get rid of the Republican House majority and the Republican Senate, where we have hopefully a balance of parties, I foresee, God forbid, that we go back to a Republican majority and a Republican Senate majority. This president is bold enough to, I believe, to set the Constitution aside and seek to become president for life. People may think that sounds crazy, but look at the things that had happened. You just mentioned about the enemy combatant.
That's right.
10 years ago, someone would have told you, even under Ronald Reagan or whenever he was in, that this was something that would never happen in this country. We had better get rid of these crazy people, or else we had better start learning to do the goose step or the duck step that they did in Nazi Germany, because that is where we are headed. People, if you don't have the Internet, go to the library. Just put words in. That's what it's called, Googling. Just put things that you're concerned about in. You would be surprised. I mean, I have been sick to my stomach. I couldn't even sleep. Just the things that you read about what's happening with this presidency, with this country, what's going on with the war, the lies that are being told, and then the truth that's not being told is even worse than the lies that are being told.
All right. Thank you, Arlene.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
That last woman said it all for me, hon.
That's right.
10 to 5 with your closing yesterday. I just called to compliment you. You hit it right on the head.
Well, thank you.
It's. I was so proud. I thought, boy, that girl knows her stuff. Not buying the babies the flak jackets and, yeah, all so concerned about them all until they get here and then they can go starve to death.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you just nailed my sentiments perfectly. I'm not a Liz Brown bobblehead. There's a lot of things you and I disagree about, but that's not here nor there. I'm not a Catholic or a Republican, but, girl, I have to hand it to you. You're good.
All right.
Thank you very much for
Thank
your show.
All right.
Really appreciate you.
You're welcome. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400. I am telling you that it just seems like every time that I turn around, that there is yet another opportunity to point out the distinction between Republican-controlled Congress, Republican-controlled Senate, and the quality of your life and the things that matter to you. We have a Republican in the White House. We have a Republican in the House. We have a Republican majority in the House and Republican majority in the Senate. And we are not better off as a result of that. We are not safer as a result of that. For God's sake, we have a pedophile congressman. A week ago today, there was a pedophile congressman running the halls of the United States Congress, and the Republican majority knew about him, and they let him stay. And they're saying he tricked us. This is a man, let's just analyze the possibility of Mark Foley tricking the members of Congress. This is a man whose email address is MAF54. Mark A. Foley, and the year he is born, 54. Who, tricking who? What is he keeping secret? This is a man who was so bold to send nasty, dirty, foul, pedophile messages to pages that work beside every other congressperson, and he sends those messages not by using Tricky John as a handle. He uses his first name, his middle initial, and his last name, and the year of his birth. How on earth would, why would he feel the need to trick y'all? He's so bold he uses his name when he contacts these children and preys on them. How'd he trick you? Why would he need to trick you? How could somebody that was that bold trick anybody? And what on earth would he say to you that would trick you? Oh, golly. Whew. Ooh, I was just spinning from that exchange. He said, nuh-uh, I didn't do it. He tricked you. You have the words that he wrote. You have his first name, his middle name, his last name, and the year of his birth. And you have the page's response. How did he trick you? This is what happens when they become entrenched in power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. and I cannot think of a moment in time that we have been so profoundly corrupt and so profoundly indifferent to it. Stay with me. I'm Liz Brown. We have much more.
John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table, a program about food and wine and enjoying yourself every Tuesday at noon. So tune in here on WGNU 920 AM.
This is George Cotton.
And I'm Syl Wilson, and we're your hosts of the show The Real Deal.
And it looks like our show is moving to drive time.
That's right. No more late evenings for us.
Tune in from 4 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening.
We'll keep you up on what's going on and maybe even make you angry with our weird way of looking at life, politics, and race relations in America.
The Real Deal with George and Syl every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evening.
Tune us in and we'll take you home.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
For the issues that matter most to you, huh, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Was it time you let me know what's real and going on below? But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to tend to. Doris, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, you know, I've been concerned because I believe for the last 16 years or so, I have noticed that the government has not been functioning. What I see is that they spend most of their time seeking power or maintaining power. And I've seen that since the Clintons. And it worried me even when they spent the full 8 years that man was in office going after the Clintons, even when they tried to do something about health care, that was torn down. What they offer us instead, and I've noticed that, is issues that don't affect a good number of the people: abortion, homosexuality, flag burning. And I'm not saying that those are not valid issues, but what I'm saying is they throw that in our face so that we can ignore other things that they're doing. For example, this folly thing, and health care, alternative fuel. These are things that affect all of us and affect more a majority of the people. But instead of them paying attention to that, they're paying attention to smaller issues. And I don't care whether these people are Republicans or Democrats, because I have a feeling Democrats, being human beings, can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I believe that we should never put any particular party in absolute control the way the Republicans are, where they have control of the Senate, the Congress, and they also have virtually control of the presidency. The courts, too, and the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get a group or party in that much control, we're going to have the kind of corruption that we have. So what I'm looking for now are people who are actually going to function, do the job. And I'll be honest with you, I don't trust Democrats too much more than I trust Republicans.
Here's the thing that I think that we need to expect from our elected officials. We need to expect a certain amount of fearlessness, a certain amount of being able to speak truth to power. I don't want anybody that's a lackey or a automatic vote for any one person. I don't want that, because I do want somebody that is going to question the sanity of any decision that is being made. The Democrats should have never stood still when Bill Clinton did the welfare, that
right.
horrific welfare, so-called welfare reform. They should have never allowed that to happen.
Right.
They shouldn't have allowed NAFTA to happen. They shouldn't have allowed CAFTA, all of that. It shouldn't have happened out of party loyalty.
Right. They should have fought harder for health care, for example.
Absolutely.
But they didn't.
And I bet you you're never going to see Hillary Clinton asking for what she asked for again.
Right. And because, you know, a lot of them are beholden to the lobbyists and to their special interests.
And don't forget the polls.
And the polls. So, you know, there are just a few politicians that I might consider headed towards statesmanship. And I don't even know if they are. Barack Obama, for example.
Well,
the jury's
still out.
The
jury is still out. I mean, when we look at Barack Obama, never made it to New Orleans.
Okay, and they do get corrupted, you know, and that's what I'm saying.
I guess if I could just interrupt just for 1 second, Doris, because I don't want this to be an entire ain't nobody good type of thing.
Right.
Because we bear responsibility. This is a relationship, and we are supposed to be. If our elected officials were afraid of us, afraid that we were going to put them out because they did the wrong thing, do you think that a Mark Foley would have been able to have gotten away with what he got away with? We bear responsibility for not being attentive and not doing our job. Our job in this next election is to change things.
You know what? I agree with you. And when you had McCaskill on, I wanted to get on to ask her some specific questions about alternative fuel because, you know, and energy, because that affects our lives so much, you know, our economy, our foreign policy, you know, and I wanted to ask her specifically.
Do you have access to email?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I need you to do, because everybody can't get in to ask her questions. If you all could email me at revolution@lizbrown.com, okay. Questions that you want me to ask her,
okay.
I will do that. Okay, so we can, in fact, next week we can spend part of the hour just going through the questions that you all email me at revolution@lizbrown.com.
You know what, Liz, I want to do that, but I want to carry it a step further.
Okay.
I want to know what her policy is, and then if you bring her back, you know, if she gets into office, you bring her back. Then we ask her the same questions.
Absolutely.
What have you done so far?
Absolutely. That's why it's good to have these questions in writing, too.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So not only her, I'm thinking I'll vote for her because talent, even though he's very efficient, you know, he did some things to get into office that sort of bothered me, especially with
Doris,
welfare, you know.
He has voted 94% with whatever George Bush has wanted.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know what, if he's in your corner, he can get things done. I've seen him do that, you know.
But Doris,
he's not on our side.
But Doris, so the fact of the matter is that he's not in our corner if
right.
he's voted for what George Bush has wanted 94% of the time. This isn't about individuals getting a couple of things done for them, or they think that they have things done for them. This is about what is good for a nation.
Okay. Now, one last thing before I let you go. McCain. You know, because I'm not Democratic anymore. I'm not Republican. McCain seems like a good person so far. You know, I'm
and
not.
And here's what I would suggest that you do, Doris, when you look at, because McCain has to be evaluated like the rest of them are evaluated based upon his desire to be the next president of the United States. Mm-hmm. What I want you to do, I want you to go back and to read the piece of legislation that McCain gave George Bush in this prisoner detainee thing.
Okay.
Read what he allows George Bush to do and see if George Bush is doing exactly what McCain said he shouldn't be able to do.
Okay, and that's what holds me back on McCain. His
desire to be president.
Well, his war policy, and I know he's just as, you know what, they all can be corrupted. I can be corrupted. You know what I'm saying? If I go into office, I can be swayed, you know. So.
Oh, I don't think that there are, I have principles that I know that I could never be swayed on.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you know, somebody presents you with the right type of information, and
because he's being driven by his desire to be president.
Okay.
You know, and that's what you're selling yourself out for, because you think the Republicans are not going to vote for you if you don't stand next to George Bush, if you don't give George Bush what he wants. So you're willing to sell out if these were your values. You're willing to sell him out in order to be president. I would never do that.
Right. There are some core things that I will not give in to.
And I gotta go. Thank you, Doris.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Peter.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I got the opportunity to watch Outfoxed on YouTube.
Okay.
Last night. And I'll tell you, it helped me understand this website that I was going on. It was a debate website, and how I was trying to kind of argue that the insurgency, well, the so-called insurgency, why they attack police stations, and how come people in America believe that when they blow up police stations that somehow they're killing innocent people.
Mm.
And I try to explain, you know, police stations, recruiting stations, Halliburton truck drivers, people like that aren't necessarily innocent people. They're participants in the regime change that's going on, and if they're opposed to that, that's a legitimate military target.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, but they just couldn't digest that. It was, no, they're innocents. So I tried to look it up through the volume of stories, and I couldn't understand why they kept calling him innocent. And then from listening to Outfoxed, I kind of understood, because the more I read the stories I came up with so many stories that said police station bombed by insurgencies. And then I tried to look up innocent Iraqis killed, and every time I found innocent Iraqi killed, it was always U.S. Marine, U.S. Army, somebody.
There are no innocent Iraqis.
I just kept coming up with all these connections to our people killing, just like, you know, women and children and Haditha and all that stuff. And I was
That's right.
You know, why is he thinking this? And then when I watched Outfoxed, I kind of understood.
Are you clear now?
It doesn't matter what the facts are. Just say it enough, and people will eventually start to believe it.
Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of what the lady was touching on, was that is part of the problem as well, is that there are times that we're no longer, the information has to be really sought out, because it's not being brought to us like we think it is on the TV.
When you
watch the TV, you think you're getting in the news. You're really not.
Thanks for your call, Peter.
All right, appreciate it.
1-877-920-WGNU. Linda.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I have a question, and don't charge it to ignorance, or can charge it to ignorance. In the McCaskill talent election,
yes,
all of St. Louis residents who are registered to vote are allowed to vote for McCaskill. This is not excluding the North County residents, right?
Yes, the United States Senate race is a complete state of Missouri vote.
Like a presidential election.
Exactly, exactly.
I needed to know that when it's time for me to vote. Another thing to correct or go over with the gentleman called in and says, Liz, girl, you know your stuff.
Uh-huh.
I say, young, black, strong African woman, you know your stuff.
All right, now. Thank you, Linda.
Have a great day.
Take care of yourself. Juanita.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, I was wondering, how do we get rid of this, you know, this law that Clinton passed about three strikes and you out? And when they voted for that, they didn't know that it was going to be used the wrong way. Like, they voted for it, thought they were going to get all the rapists and the murderers in jail. But instead, they're getting all the people in jail, the minorities, like they write a bad check for three times. They got to spend the rest of their life in jail, stuff like that. How do we get rid of that law?
One of the ways that you do is you elect people that run for office that are opposed to it. That's one of the ways that you do that. California is learning the hard way that they are now spending more money to hire prison guards than they are to pay for college professors.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of that stupid, blind piece of legislation.
Exactly.
You know, if three strikes and you're out, that doesn't even happen in Congress.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
in jail, risking life
for stupid stuff.
Stupid stuff.
And then you have to pay for them.
Oh, my God.
And then their families are destroyed.
And murders are walking around.
No, that's not necessarily so. I mean, I don't think that it's an either or like that. The fact of the matter is that why are you keeping a woman in jail, a man in jail, for writing three bad checks three different times for the rest of their life?
Stupid.
And then the people that are walking around, Juanita, are the people that have ruined people's lives by stealing from their pension funds.
Exactly.
You know, those types of people. Now, those are the folks that are walking around with money, with change in their pocket.
Oh, my God.
So if we're going to do any kind of three strikes and you're out, do it for the embezzlers.
Right.
Do it for those people that ruin people's lives financially with the most intentional type of, and the intellect that it takes to create those types of crime. Some poor lady out here that's trying to write a check to get some food or some clothes or whatever is not in the same position as a seven-degreed man who has been plotting for 3 years how to steal this money from all of the pension holders at Enron. They should be in jail for three strikes and you're out.
Exactly. All right, thank you.
Thank you. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. What made him do it? Authorities in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, are trying to answer that question to figure out what drove a man to madness to storm a one-room Amish schoolhouse and shoot up the place, killing at least five people and himself. Colonel Jeff Miller with the Pennsylvania State Police.
We're never going to know with 100% certainty, but we can make some investigative theories that are based around information that he put forward in those notes.
Those notes include a rambling suicide message to the gunman's wife saying he was seeking revenge for something that happened 20 years ago. With three school shootings in less than a week, the White House says it's time to do something about the violence. They'll hold a conference next week to bring law enforcement and education officials together.
The killers on campus appear to be getting older. In fact, they are adults. Already this school year, there have been 25 shootings at or near schools. Seven of the shootings have been fatal, three in the last week alone. In the last 15 years, the nation has averaged between 31 and 57 murders a year at schools.
That's ABC's Pierre Thomas in Washington. The Washington Times is calling for House Speaker Dennis Hastert to resign over the way he's handled the scandal involving former Congressman Mark Foley. It says Hastert either ignored the steamy emails the former Florida lawmaker sent pages or he acted too late.
The issue for Republicans is becoming one of hypocrisy, talking tough about going after pedophiles on the Internet, but not doing much about it when it comes to one of their own. A former top Republican official in Congress says there were other members whose behavior around pages was also suspect, and former pages have been busy providing new leads about just who those members are.
ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross. October is off to an especially deadly start for U.S. troops in Iraq. At least 13 service members have been killed since Sunday. More employers are shedding jobs. Outplacement firm Challenger Grand Christmas says the number of job cuts last month topped 100,000 for the first time since January, most in the auto industry. This is ABC News.
I love you, Jen. Will you marry me?
Of course. I need to know how big this diamond is.
Huh?
How many carats?
A bunch.
What's the cut, color, clarity?
Huh?
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
What is the symmetry rating? Sparkly?
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Kohl's grand opening sale starts Thursday at 8 a.m. Let's see what Sean, noted fashion stylist, has to say about some fall trends that will never go out of style. Sean?
Timeless American classic is an important part of the season.
Preppy chic?
Yeah, look for white collars peeking out from dark sweaters, as well as a lot of menswear fabrics like classic plaids in women's clothing and bedding.
Just two of the many areas on sale throughout the store at Kohl's grand opening sale, starting this Thursday at 8 a.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
Major League Baseball's second season begins today. ABC's John Clossy has a preview.
After all the slugging during the regular season, it comes down to pitching in the postseason. And even though his team has been installed as a big favorite over Detroit in the first round, Yankees manager Joe Torre respects the Tigers' pitching.
They got our attention before this year, and I think this year they're just a little bit better because of the maturity factor and the addition of Kenny Rogers.
19-game winner Johan Santana leads the Minnesota staff, while Oakland is led by 16-game winner Barry Zito. St. Louis opens with its best pitcher against San Diego, Chris Carpenter, while the Padres have Jake Peavy. They all play today, while the Mets and Dodgers start Wednesday. John Clossy, ABC News, New York.
Ka-ching! Bob Woodward's keeping bookstores cashiers busy. Sales of his new book, State of Denial, are so strong it's already in its third printing. Woodward helped break the Watergate story as a young Washington Post reporter. His current book is a harsh look at the White House. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
This update of WGNU News is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news this morning, Barnes Jewish Hospital's new operating unit will have an MRI machine that will allow doctors to access real-time images in the operating room. Dr. Ralph Dacey, a neurosurgeon at Barnes Jewish, says the IMRIS iSpace allows doctors to scan a patient immediately after surgery.
And if we think that more needs to be done or something needs to be changed, we can change it without having to submit the patient to another separate operation and anesthesia and another period of recuperation.
The iSpace will be installed inside Barnes' new $100 million operating room wing currently being built. Barnes Jewish will be one of only four hospitals in the world with this type of technology. Elsewhere, Illinois says it's found another E. coli case linked to bad spinach. The Illinois Department of Public Health says tests show an elderly woman from the Metro East got sick after eating contaminated spinach. It's the latest illness being blamed on bad spinach across the country. Doctors say the woman was hospitalized for kidney failure and got sick before the national recall forced stores to pull spinach off the shelf. And finally, this hour, there seems to be a positive link between kids' fitness and academic success. That's according to a new study by the University of Illinois. Renowned pediatrician Dr. James Sears says this supports why parents should make sure their children are active.
I tell my parents in my office a lot, especially when they have young kids, just to start early. Take a motor skill development class. Places like the YMCA or Community Development Center will have classes like this. These are great places to go. Parents can take their kids for organized physical activity, and they'll learn a lot of these very important motor skills that will lay the foundation for success later in life.
More information on children's fitness can be found online at www.askdrsears.com. That's a WGNU News report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. October is Fall Car Care Month. Prepare your Toyota for the winter by visiting your St. Louis area Toyota service centers for a tire inspection and winterization service. Toyota, a smart choice. I'm Peyton Colston with WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked. Traffic's back up through 270. Westbound 70 at Kings Highway, there's an accident. The right lane is blocked. Eastbound 44 at Mraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry through Big Bend, expect stop and go. Westbound 270 from 367 through West Florissant, slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 at Illinois 203 and the Canal Bridge, look for slow traffic in all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect delays this hour as the morning rush continues. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play the newest version of the Illinois Lottery's Ticket for a Cure. 100% of the proceeds support the fight against breast cancer. Buy a ticket today, because when you play, everybody wins. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Partly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. It could be a record day for this evening. Partly cloudy, low around 70. For Wednesday, not quite as warm. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, with a high in the lower 80s. And Thursday, cooler, partly cloudy, with a low in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field has 74. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The truth will set you free.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, don't you let this Mark Foley go. You take this all the way up to the election. Don't let this go, Miss Brown. This is horrible. This pedophile. Oh, this is terrible. Dennis Hasker, all of them knew about that, Miss Brown. They tried to cover it up.
That's
right. But let me tell you this. Where is Phyllis Schlafly, who runs her mouth 724? She's another need to give up her Social Security check. The Democrats say this, Democrats that. Where is she at about this? Do you remember Terry Schiavo, Miss Brown?
I remember.
Do you remember Terry Schiavo, how they drove that in your ears, Miss Brown?
I remember
Well,
that.
We're going to drive this back in their ears. Mark Foley is a pedophile. He's been messing with those pages up there, and you mark my word. And where's Charles Rangel at? He's tooting his horn about President Bush. Where is he at?
Well, shouldn't we be calling Mark? If we're calling the president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, a thug, shouldn't we be calling this man a thug?
Where's Charles Rangel at? He wants to flow and toot his horn. And you know what, Miss Brown? This other woman, that's what I keep telling you about her, Nancy Pelosi. She talking about bipartisan. Are they going to work with you on Mark Foley, Nancy? You better get your act together, too, Nancy. We're tired of this. We've had enough, Miss Brown. And John Stephanopoulos has said, Miss Brown, he has said, you can look it up, he said, insiders have told him this will bring the Republican greedy party down because this is the party that is caring about greed. They don't care about people. They even want to do what the estate tax, Miss Brown. Like you said, it's nothing about greed and power. But you mark my word, when people go to those polls, they got something coming because this administration has done enough to hurt people. And like I said, Miss Brown, when you get to Oprah Winfrey, have Foley on your program. Ask him all that stuff he did, Oprah. You like that stuff, Oprah, too. But like I said, this pedophile, you mark my word, this is going to bring the people out, Miss Brown. You have a nice day.
1-877-920-WGNU. We can't let this go. This is what happens when there is absolute control in the White House, in the Congress, and in the Senate. There is nothing but absolute power corrupts absolutely. Mark Foley is a monster pedophile. And the reason why it is so important to keep talking about this, the reason why we have to keep talking about this, the reason why it is imperative that we continue to have this discussion is because it's not just that he was a pedophile. It's not just that he was a member of Congress. It's not just that this has been going on since 2002. It's not just that children in the halls of Congress were being terrorized by this nasty, dirty, stinky pedophile. It's not just that. It's not just that, as if that is not enough. Oh, no, there's more. And I'm going to tell you about it when I get back. Stay with me.
Stem cell research could save the lives of many babies who have diseases that currently cannot be cured.
Speaking about Amendment 2, Missouri pediatrician Dr. Sessions Cole, director of newborn medicine at Washington University School of Medicine and St. Louis Children's Hospital.
As director of newborn medicine, I urge a yes vote on the stem cell initiative. Opponents make claims I know are not true. The Stem Cell Initiative strictly bans human cloning. It's not about cloning, it's about cures.
A yes vote on Amendment 2 is endorsed by the Missouri State Medical Association, which represents over 6,000 physicians throughout the state, and by over 100 other nonprofit patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen letting you know my show will be on every Thursday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Yeah, I'll make you think. You may find yourself saying, oh my God, it burns. It only hurt for a minute. See you then. Everything the engineer would move, when the engineer wanted a bite to
eat. Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Fight for you. Didn't come all this way just to lose. Didn't give you my heart, so you
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. Come October, we are in October. This country is set to be about 300 million people. 300 million people. That's a lot of folks. That's a lot of folks to be governing over. And the standard that we are operating, that this administration, this majority, let's be clear, it's not just this administration, it's this administration and this majority. What are they governing under? What rules are they are they governing by? They are governing by the rules of, we own this, we decide this, and shut up and sit down. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's what we have in this Republican Congress, this Republican Senate, this Republican administration. And once absolute power has corrupted, people will do anything to keep their power. The best line in any movie ever made is the line from Blade, one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite movies. Blade was one of my favorite movies. Not only because it has a black and African woman as a superhero. It had nothing to do with her sexuality. It had to do with her power, her intellect, and her fearlessness. I don't see a lot of those. Never seen one before that. But there was one brilliant line from the movie Blade, where Wesley Snipes was sitting out in this car waiting for this cop to come back and do something stupid. And the African woman said to Blade, you know, why do you think that he would come back and do something that stupid? And what Blade said, once you know the nature of a thing, then you know what it is capable of. Once you know the nature of a thing, then you know what it is capable of. If you know the nature of this Republican majority, if you know the nature of this White House, if you know the nature of the party governed by Dennis Hassert, then you know what they are capable of. If you know their nature is power, if you know their nature is money, if you know their nature includes lying to you, then of course they're capable of protecting a pedophile. Then of course they're going to turn their head and say, look away from the pedophile preying on your babies. Because power, money, is what governs them. If you know the nature of a thing, you know what it is capable of. It is capable of taking away your rights because that ensures that they have more power. It is capable of turning its head from an Abu Ghraib and saying, we want to, I mean, just feel this. They looked at the pictures of Abu Ghraib and they said, we want to be able to do that. We don't want anybody to be able to stop us from doing that. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Once you know the nature of a thing, then you know what it is capable of. Then you know what it is capable of. Daryl.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Well, look at the two cowards in the White House that they're covering for.
Sweetheart, Daryl, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you really need to be more specific. Don't just say two cowards, because that doesn't help me at all. You need to give me
Taney
more.
Taney and Bush.
All right.
Is what I'm talking about.
All right.
Were you aware that we have two carrier battle groups on the way to the Middle East as we speak to take up station around Iran? Two whole carrier battle groups.
It is being said the October surprise is an attack on Iran.
So look for another manufactured 9/11 to justify this act of insanity.
Mm.
You have a great day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Bob on a car phone.
Hey, Liz, I just wanted to talk about Representative Foley down there. Thank God he resigned, and hopefully if anybody else had knowledge beforehand, they'll also take the honorable step and resign. But, you're referring to this as him as a pedophile, but I don't think it's really accurate.
Why is that?
Well, these are children that he's preying on. These are post-pubescent men, and it's more homosexual predation.
Okay, so let's stop for a second. 16 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, according to the law in every state in this nation, that is a pedophile.
Well, if you look at what defines pedophilia, it's mostly prepubescent.
And
attraction for his attraction is him not because he's a child, but as a sexual partner, a male sexual partner.
16 years old, every state in the union, it's a crime. It is a crime because the person is a child. And
I'm not arguing whether it's a crime or not.
When you're talking about an attraction to children, the reason why it is a crime is because a 16-year-old is considered a child.
But it's not pedophilia. Pedophilia is
yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Pubescent.
Yes, it is.
Like if it was a 9 or 10 year old boy, yeah.
So you're saying that there's no word to describe.
There's a difference.
No, wait a minute. You're saying that there's no word to describe a sexual predatory acts of children under the age of 18. There's no word for that.
Describe it, but you.
What's the word?
I don't know. I mean, you're.
I'm saying it's pedophile. I'm saying that it's pedophile. I'm saying that there may be a clinical diagnosis that is out there that may or may not be consistent with what you're saying. There are also other understandings of the word that include children. A 16-year-old is considered a child by law and by societal standards. And adults who go after 16-year-old boys or 52-year-old people that go after 16-year-old boys or 16-year-old girls is considered by society and by the law as pedophiles.
Well, truthfully, it's not pedophilia. It's homosexual. You might want to call it.
Why do you call
aberrant.
Aberrant what?
Did he rape him? I don't know how far he went.
So if this were a girl, what would it be? Aberrant what? Heterosexual behavior? Come on.
Well, they call that statutory rape.
And wait a minute, but you're saying that because it's sex of the same type that there is a difference in it?
The only reason it's different for me is I don't think we should let homosexual men around 15, 16, 17-year-old.
I don't think that we should let heterosexual. I don't think that we should let heterosexual 52-year-old men around little girls. I don't think that sexual orientation has a doggone thing to do with this. This is aberrant. Based upon what?
I saw one of the pages interviewed and said another page who had been there previously and said that we all understood that he was, or we all had our feelings that he was probably homosexual, but we didn't think he was a pedophile.
And there's a difference between, you don't, in your
there's
world,
yeah.
there, in your world, there's not a difference between a person who was gay and a pedophile? In your world, there's no difference between the
two
of them?
Yeah, there is a big difference.
I think one, but not the other,
is what I'm trying to tell you.
But wait a minute. Yeah. You just pointed out, you used this, you just...
Here's what I'm saying. There's a difference in my world between a homosexual and a pedophile.
I asked you that, Bob, because you used as an example the significance of his sexual orientation, the quote of a child that said, we knew that he was gay, but we didn't know that he was a pedophile. And
actually use the word homosexual.
Okay, homosexual. So why did you use that quote? What does that quote prove in your world?
Point that I don't think he was a pedophile. I'm just trying to tell you.
Well, then why are you bringing up his orientation? Why is it a concern of yours, his orientation, his sexual orientation?
Because I think that's why he was attracted to this man, not because he was attracted to boys, but because he was attracted to
young men. In your world, a 16-year-old is an adult.
It's equally as sick. Well, Liz.
Answer my question. In your world, Bob, a 16-year-old is an adult. Is that right?
In your world, I believe a 21-year-old young man.
Don't worry about my world, sweetheart. Don't worry about my world, sweetheart. Just tell us about yours. Bob is a 16-year-old an adult. Goodbye, sweetie. I knew you weren't going to answer the question. Comes down to the ultimate question. And listen to what Bob is saying. Bob is saying that it's all about homosexuals. It's all about homosexuals. Look away from what the Republicans are doing. Look away from the allowance of this pedophile. Look away from that. It's all about, look over there at homosexuals. You're a twisted, sick, deprived man. Depraved man. And deprived of reason. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Prizes award.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh, that accident's been cleared. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and 44 at Stop and Go. Eastbound 40 at 270 in Hanley. Slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 170 at the Galleria Parkway and Olive. Look for slow traffic due to bridge work. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays at this hour due to the morning rush. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. October is Fall Car Care Month. Prepare your Toyota for the winter by visiting your St. Louis area Toyota service centers for tire inspection and winterization service. Toyota, a smart choice. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny, near record highs today with a mid-90s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low around 70. Wednesday, not quite as warm, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers with a high in the lower 80s. And Thursday, cooler, partly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Currently, we have 74 degrees. Lambert Field also has 74 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take a look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs. Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Not even if no one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm
welcome back, welcome back. I love it when I'm right. I just love it when I'm right. Once you know the nature of a thing, then you know what it is capable of. And I think we just saw an example of that in the last discussion that I just had on the radio. Look at where the distraction is. Liz, this isn't pedophile, because a pedophile is a person that's attracted to prepubescent children. Well, there are two definitions of pedophilia. There are those that are medical diagnoses. And although I am called Dr. Brown often on the radio, I am not a medical doctor. So I can understand your confusion of expecting me to be applying a medical diagnosis. I am not. There are two definitions of pedophilia. And in our society, the second definition is the definition of a significantly older adult being attracted to children under the age of consent. 54-year-old and a 16-year-old. Sexual attraction. Pedophile. Done and done. And how desperate are people on that side of the funky, dirty aisle, the nasty, dirty, we embrace pedophile aisle, to even let it come out their mouth that it's about, that it's real, it's not pedophilia, he just liked boys. 16-year-olds asking 16-year-old babies to send them his picture. And talking about the private parts of 16-year-old babies. And 60-year-old men and grandfathers and 65-year-old and 70-year-old nasty, dirty men, knowing what this pervert is doing with these babies, turn their heads. Because they want to win an election. And then you have all of you mindless grunts out here that accept what these monsters say. And hop on the he ain't a pedophile bandwagon. Why? In order to gain an advantage in an upcoming election. Shame on you. Shame on all of you. These are babies. And all you can say is well, he's 16. That's just a man with another man. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Bob.
Good morning, Miss Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I got a couple things. First of all, you got so many callers that you're not going to remember when I said this, but I predicted last week that some of the BDs and some of the ones that were against you would call and start giving you applause. And to the gentleman that called this morning and said that you don't agree with Liz sometime and gave it a prop, sir, I applaud you because you're playing fair game. The BDs that don't want to call that know Liz is right, well, you know, you'll wake up one day. That's number one. Number two, Liz, in the gospel world, we got something that what we try to do, we try to live right as we can. But you got some people that live, that do other stuff that's not of God, and they say, well, it's okay. It's in the Bible. Well, what's that called, Liz? It's called a reprobate mind. It's called being turned over to a reprobate mind. With the guy that you were talking to before the break, they love it. Those guys, they love it so much. I mean, Foley and them, they love it so much that they're trying to find a way to make it right. They're trying because it's an acting that they can't let go. So they're turned over to a reprobate mind. To all, they said, well, it's right. He's not a pedophile. He's not this. But in their heart, they really believe it's really a sick feeling. It's something that they really need prayer on this list because they really believe in their mind that they're doing right. Foley believes that.
Foley is a sick, twisted, nasty, dirty mind. A man has a dick, has a nasty, dirty, stinky mind, and is a nasty, dirty, stinky man.
Okay.
And whether he thinks it's right or wrong really isn't a place where we need to look.
Now, well, what did they call those emails? What did they call them? What was the light little statement they gave?
They said that it was overly friendly.
Okay. Now, let's take a look. What if there had been Jesse Jackson doing that? Would he be hanging by his toes right now?
Let's talk about Jesse Jackson. They talked about the baby that he had with his employee, and they went after him. They went after him completely and absolutely. And I understand he had a child with a woman that he wasn't married to while he was married to another woman. That's a big bad deal. And I understand. And you are a preacher. I understand that. That makes you fair game for that. But my question is the consistency of it, and that has always been my criticism of any of those people going after a Jesse Jackson because they don't go after their own. They don't go after their own for doing worse. That this is a pedophile going after children and the Republican Party, the top of the Republican Party. We're not talking about a Republican page down in North Fork, Virginia. We're talking about the top of the feeding chain, the top of the food chain of the Republican Party knowing about this pedophile and saying, so what?
Right.
Gotta roll.
That's what I'm saying.
Gotta roll.
The part is that he believes in his heart that he's doing right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that I don't think that he has a heart. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Joe.
How you doing, Ms. Brown?
I am outstanding.
Yeah, I can't believe that last guy. He's trying to justify pedophilia.
Justify disobedience to God. That's what it is.
Yeah, and the Republicans, I mean, that's supposed to be the moral fiber of this country. They sure ain't speaking out against it.
They are not. In fact, that my favorite is Dennis Hassard saying, well, he fooled all of us. He tricked all of us. How could a man who uses his initials and his birth date as his ID when he's talking this trash to these babies, how could he be trying to fool or trick anybody?
Yep. It's like you say, power, total power corrupts.
Absolutely.
And they're corrupt as they can be.
Yes,
they are. They're going to try to hide behind morals. As a matter of fact, there's not enough people speaking out on the right.
That's a fact.
There's not enough people on the right speaking out at all.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Although the Washington Times did say that Dennis Hassard should quit Congress.
Right.
I need to. Absolutely.
They're
absolutely.
They're softening the blow by saying incorrect verbal messages or something.
That's right. That's right.
You cannot soften that. It's a 16-year-old child.
It's a child.
And anybody that doesn't think that's pedophilia, I wonder about them.
Fact. So if it happened to your daughter, you wouldn't call him a pedophile.
That's right.
Uh-huh. I bet you call him a whole...
It's only when it suits the right. Now, just watch out how much of a soft tone they try to put on this.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mike on a car phone.
How you doing this morning?
I am outstanding.
Food for thought. Where is Homeland Security and everybody else finding out about this information that has been...
Mike, I'm sorry you're being unfair, and I have to interject here because I really try to keep this as fair as possible. In all fairness to Homeland Security, they were busy looking through your email messages and my email messages, and they were busy with that.
Well, that's what I was getting to.
Okay.
You know, and And that's one of the things I want to bring to attention. They should have known, or somebody should have known, somebody heard.
Oh, no. Wait. I want you to understand the facts. 2 months ago, the FBI received the email messages with Foley's first name, middle name, and last name, and his date of birth, and these email messages, and they declined to act upon them. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? So tell me where the billions of dollars on Homeland Security, what's it going for? Should we be surprised if these are the people that couldn't find the weapons of mass destruction? They had the gun with the bullet as it was coming out of it. They had it, laser, they had it in their hand, and they said, oh, this isn't evidence of anything. Next.
That's next. You have a good day, honey.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Dimitri.
How are you this morning?
I am outstanding.
And I am as well.
Good to hear it.
I'd like to interject here. I agree with the energy that's being exhibited about this Mark Foley case, but knowing the administration, and they're not stupid people, this smells of Karl Rove. This is a smokescreen, a distraction. And the reason I say that is that Karl Rove knows the thing that will grab the attention of the American people while they slip some program under the smokescreen to achieve their ends. And they're not hesitant to dump somebody to the sharks if they can achieve their own ends, and dump their own as well. And the reason I say that, I sort of look behind the smoke screen, and one of your callers stated the fact that there are two carriers on the way to the Middle East.
And you know what, Dimitri?
Yes.
I don't think that this is one that Karl Rove conceived of. But what I'm saying is that I don't think if Foley was here or not, we still wouldn't have heard about those carriers.
However, the thing was surfaced, you know, it's like garbage that floats to the top of the water. The one significant thing which I find most alarming, I've not heard anyone speak about it on your show, is the fact that the Americans have placed 1,000 American troops under UN command. And I find that that's extremely alarming, because the next step would be for the Americans to control the armies of the UN.
Got a roll. Thank you, Dimitri. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
You in need of financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Rabbani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Barbara.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm getting better.
All right now.
Listen, I was listening to your piece about the congressman.
Mark Foley.
Yes. Wasn't it a couple of months ago that Attorney Gonzalez was trying to get information on pedophiles on the Internet?
Ma'am, if I may interrupt you, he's trying to get it today. Okay, he's still trying to get it.
But yet when the FBI have it, they don't act on it. That's kind of strange.
That is correct. He said that he needed, the reason what he said he was going after pedophiles on the Internet, and the way that he was going to do that, he was going to take your emails and my emails and everybody's mama's emails and put them in a space so that he and the FBI could just take their time and just go through all of our stuff. But yet, when somebody hand-walked them some pedophile emails and laid it at their front door, they didn't have to spend a dime to get this email or break any laws or sneak and get in anybody else's private emails. What did they say? What am I supposed to do with this? That's what they said.
That's strange, isn't it?
No, it is consistent.
Yeah, that's right.
It is consistent with this administration. They're not about getting at the crime. They're not about getting at the truth. They're about getting at us.
Absolutely.
And not in a good way.
That's true.
All right now.
All right.
All right. Thank you for your call.
See you later.
All right now. 1-877-920-WGNU. Mr. Lee?
Yeah. Good morning, Ms. Outstanding. Ms. Brown, you know, every time Bush talking about, you know, we're safer, you can't even guard the Capitol. What about this guy that went all the way, a few weeks ago, went all the way down the base?
Mr. Lee, and again, I'm sorry I have to interrupt you as well and be fair, because what Boy George said was, we are safer but not yet safe. And that's case in point and proof of it. We are safer, but we're not yet safe. We are safer enough to let people walk through the halls and get break through all of our stuff with billions of dollars worth of money spent for Homeland Security, but we're not yet safe.
Yeah, and then here this pedophile right here, you know.
Pedophile.
He's not even safe. So,
pedophile.
This crap come out. Are we safer?
We are not. Focus on the piece, we are not yet safe. That's what we need to focus on. We are not safer. We are simply not yet safe.
And you remember when they, what's his name, Kerry, they talking about he was a flip-flopper. Well, what are they doing?
Well, I don't. I think that there's a difference between being a flip-flopper and being an outright liar.
Right.
And an outright thief and an outright pedophile. There's no flipping and flopping on this. I mean, they are lawless, lawless people.
Yeah, you know, my last thought here. When this guy leave office, wait till all this stuff going to come out on this administration.
Think about the.
Never been there.
That's a great point, Mr. Lee. Think about the people that are holding him back, waiting until he gets out of office.
Right,
good
right.
Lord. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Rest of the morning to you. Rest of the day to you, D.
Thank you so much. I have some new information. I don't know if you've talked about this. But what they're doing with the credit card bills now, they're sending them out with small inserts in them, telling you that your interest rate is going to go up to 25%. If you don't agree with it, we can hold it if you write to us and tell us to hold it at like 10% rate. Otherwise, for the remainder of that balance, you got to pay 25%, unless you're late, of course, in something else. So you gotta pay attention to what they're sending you. Because if you don't, you're going to be caught in under a non-secured loan.
25%.
And, I mean, that's just like your regular 9%. So look at this. Don't ignore them because they'll make it effective the next billing date.
25%.
And that's for people with good credit.
25%?
And then they tell you, if you write them that letter saying that you got to hold it at the 10%, you can't use credit cards anymore. But some of those slick people in Chicago transferred all their loans to that credit card and say, okay, don't need it no more. Hold it at 10. Everybody's not stupid. We better start paying attention to what they're mailing us. Have a great one.
Wow. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Is there anything that this Republican Party won't cover up? Is there anything? Duke Cunningham took millions and millions of dollars in bribes. How do we know? Well, he put the bribe list on letterhead from the United States Congress. How much it would cost for this, how much it would cost for that. The people that were buying him off bought him a yacht, and they christened it the Dukester. And ask yourself this question: did the party of ethics, did the moral majority have a single ethics investigation on Duke Cunningham? Not one. Not one. Bob Ney took money and favors from Jack Abramoff. He confessed. He said, I did it, I did it, I did it. How many ethics investigations did the Republican Party hold on him? Not one. Bill Frist and his insider dealing. How many in ethics? Not one. So hey, now we have the pedophile in the barnyard. The pedophile. A nasty, dirty, awful man that goes after people's children. And here's the thing. Now this is, remember, you all that defend these monsters. You defended them because you just thought they were coming after, oh, I don't know, Democrats. Oh, I don't know, liberal women. Oh, I don't know, black folks. Oh, I don't know, non-Christians. Y'all were cool when you thought it was just about them. Because you figured they would never come after you. It's worse. They've come after your babies. Because I assure you, the congressional pages that are up there come from families that are very consistent with those of you that would define yourself as Republicans, conservatives. They've gone after your babies in the most stinky, nasty, dirty way possible. They've let loose a pedophile, and they didn't care. All of y'all that think that it's always about, you know, when there's a mad dog, you know, who let the dogs out? Y'all did. Y'all let the dogs out, and you thought that the dog wasn't going to bite you. Dogs bite the hand that feed them every day. Ask the owner of pit bulls how that worked out for him. Ask him. Dogs bite their hands and feed them every day. They let loose a pedophile on your babies. You did this. Now what you going to do? You going to reward the dog that bit you? No. You going to reward the dog that bit your baby? That would make you the S in stupid. That would make you the S in stupid. Car phone.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say we should have seen it coming when the man in Homeland Security got caught. Birds of a feather flock together.
Huh.
So we should have knew that it was more than just one of them out there.
You're talking
to... Are they going to... I'm trying to make it quick because my battery's low. But I'm wondering, are they going to have to register as a... registered sex offender, because they are.
There you go.
They're no different than anybody else who's getting caught out here that they have on Dateline NBC every Thursday and Sunday out here trying to molest these young kids.
But you know what's a little bit different, caller? I would say that the guy, let's say that the guy that is working at the rabbi that they caught as a pedophile, I would almost bet everything that I have that the people in that rabbi's church didn't know that he was doing that. So it's worse because we have this pedophile and the people, like, I don't know what's top of a rabbi. I don't know who a rabbi's boss would be. But imagine if the rabbi's boss knew that he was a pedophile. Here we have this guy's a pedophile and all of his bosses knew that he was a pedophile and they were cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they're providing the meat. They're providing the babies for him. And that's something. They're feeding the pedophile.
They set it up for him.
Yes, they did.
Do what he wanted to do.
Yes, they did.
And tried to put it basically just let him run the Congress.
That's fact. That's fact.
Give him a seat in Congress.
There, that's they let him continue to be on high profile committees. They put him in charge. They gave they fed the pedophile, and they should go to jail and be registered as pedophiles as well. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Jeff.
You know, it's ironic, Liz. He was like in charge of the child abuse section of Congress or something. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg, sister. Before it's all said and done, we're going to just shake our heads in amazement how we elected these people. Actually, we didn't elect them. That's right.
Oops. Thanks for your call, Jeff.
Liz.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. I'll be back in the next hour. Please stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel my brother talking to me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Planet City.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. They'll never have all of the answers, but authorities in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, want to piece together some kind of a motive for yesterday's deadly school shootings. Charles Roberts shot 12 people in the one-room Amish schoolhouse, killing at least 5 before turning the gun on himself. Colonel Jeff Miller of the Pennsylvania State Police says Roberts seemed to have planned the whole thing.
He wasn't agitated, but he was very serious about what he was doing. And methodical in how he separated students, allowed certain people to leave, and then began to bind the female students.
The incident's shaken the close-knit community to its core.
As the Amish mourn their loss here in Lancaster County, they do so, as you might expect, in near silence. They have not shed tears in public, nor have they discussed their loss necessarily, but that's to be expected for a community that has long held to its own and has long thought that it was insulated from this kind of horror.
ABC's David Muir in Lancaster County. As far as House Majority Leader John Boehner is concerned, there's really only one option for his former colleague, Mark Foley.
It's abhorrent. It's reprehensible. And frankly, I think he's on his way to jail.
The Florida congressman quit last week in a scandal over emails he sent Capitol Hill pages. Boehner is commenting there in a radio interview. Today, the Washington Times, a conservative paper, criticized House Speaker Dennis Hastert's handling of the situation and called on him to resign. The verdict in Saddam Hussein's trial for a 1980s crackdown on Shiites will not be delivered. October 16th is scheduled. A court spokesman says the court will convene that day so judges can review evidence and possibly recall some witnesses. The Census Bureau says we're spending more of our income on our homes than ever before due to rising housing prices and falling income.
We have seen delinquencies begin to rise pretty significantly in some places, even in places of the country where the job market's been fairly firm.
Mark Zandi with economy.com. Dow's up 3 points in early going. ABC News.
I love you, Jen. Will you marry me?
Of course. I need to know how big this diamond is.
Huh?
How many carats?
A bunch.
What's the cut, color, clarity?
Huh?
What if everything came with a 115-point inspection? Well, before we certify any Ford Lincoln Mercury pre-owned vehicle, it must pass a rigorous point-by-point exam. Plus, all Ford Lincoln Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles come with 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage and 24-hour roadside assistance.
What is the symmetry rating? Sparkly?
See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Kohl's grand opening sale starts Thursday at 8 a.m. Let's see what Sean, noted fashion stylist, has to say about some fall trends that will never go out of style. Sean?
Timeless American classic is an important part of the season.
Mmm, preppy chic?
Yeah, look for white collars peeking out from dark sweaters, as well as a lot of menswear fabrics like classic plaids in women's clothing and bedding.
Just two of the many areas on sale throughout the store at Kohl's grand opening sale, starting this Thursday at 8 a.m. Kohl's, expect great things.
His honor wasn't exactly acting honorable, and now a New York judge could find himself off the bench.
Deplorable is what the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct had to say about Albany City Court Justice William Carter's behavior. A man in Carter's courtroom on an assault charge became agitated and claimed the proceeding was illegal. A witness told the commission Carter got up from the bench, took off his robe, moved toward the defendant, and said, "You want a piece of me?" Carter said he didn't recall that, but also didn't deny it. In another case, Carter was told by a policeman that a defendant made an obscene gesture toward a court officer. The judge allegedly told the officer he could, quote, just thump him outside the courthouse. Carter apologizes, and his lawyer says he won't appeal the censure. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you smoke, the best thing you could do is quit. If you can't do that, the experts say at least limit the time and places you light up. And here's proof it works. A ban on indoor smoking in Piedmont, Italy, reduced the heart attack rate there by 11% in people under the age of 60. That's just 5 months after the ban was enacted. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Here's a report of WGNU News brought to you by Tahiti Village. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, visitation is tomorrow for five members of one family killed in a weekend crash. 40-year-old Gary Oren, his 39-year-old wife Laura, their children, 12-year-old Cody and 7-year-old Emily, and Gary Oren's mother Judy, were killed in the head-on collision Saturday in Belleville. Family was returning from a birthday celebration for Judy Oren. Also killed was Myron Chenuel, the driver of the SUV that collided with the family. Visitation for the Oren family is from 2 till 8 p.m. tomorrow at Salem United Church of Christ in Alhambra. The funeral is at 1 p.m. Thursday at the church. In St. Charles, the son of a local police chief is accused of impersonating a police officer. Formal charges have not been filed, but one of the two suspects arrested over the weekend is reportedly the son of Baldwin Police Chief James Biederman. He and another man allegedly pulled over an off-duty St. Charles County Sheriff's deputy Sunday near Defiance. A teenager will spend the next 25 years in prison for the murder of a St. Louis grandmother. 16-year-old Jessica Shelton was sentenced yesterday after pleading guilty to murder charges. Authorities say Shelton and two other teens beat Joanne Foster to death in her home on Arco Avenue in December of 2004. And St. Charles police are asking the public to help them find an endangered teenage runaway. 16-year-old Kristen Sullivan was last seen September 20th. Her mother says Kristen is addicted to heroin and other drugs. Kristen is white, 5'6", and 170 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. She may be driving a 1991 red Ford Tempo with damage to the rear bumper and Missouri license plates 4AA45P. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Charles Police. The number is 636-949-3320. And that's WGNU News, brought to you by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary 3-day, 2-nights hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS, 877-57-VEGAS. I'm Peyton Colston, reporting WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a quick look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. County Highway B at Butcher Branch, there's an accident reported. There are a number of areas where you have ongoing maintenance in the St. Louis Metropolitan, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and the Metro East. So use caution as you roll through those work zones. The only other thing to report is all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge and downtown. You can expect some delays as the final morning rush pushes through. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Now at Napa, you can get Valvoline conventional oil for just $2.39 a quart. Plus, buy 6 quarts and get a $6 mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly sunny today, near record highs in the mid-90s today. Partly cloudy with a low around 70. For Wednesday, not quite as warm, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers, high in the lower 80s. And for Thursday, cooler, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 77 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. Well, I guess note to Republicans. It's October. Surprise! And the surprise is Mark Foley. I don't think that's the way that they had planned on the October surprise thing working out. It's October surprise! Congratulations, you have won a Mark Foley. You want to know how nasty, dirty, stinky the Republicans are getting on this? You want to be clear on your political affiliation?
Matt Drudge would tell you that he is not a partisan. He a lie. You know what he's saying? You know what he's saying? Mac Drudge actually refers to the children who were preyed upon as 16 and 17-year-old beast. Matt Drudge calls the babies that were preyed upon beast. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? He's calling them beasts. And that's kind of what we had in a call or two that we have gotten this morning. That somehow it is about the children. That this is not, somebody actually had the world view to call me up and to say that it's not pedophile for a 52-year-old man to pursue sex with a 16-year-old child. That's not pedophilia. Well, you know, I guess in Jeffrey Dahmer's world, cutting people up and eating them is not murder either. But that doesn't make it so. That doesn't make it so. There is not a grown man or woman who has a child who has children in their life, who loves children, who cares about children, that doesn't cringe in horror or buck up in fury at a grown man, 52-year-old man, going after a 16-year-old child. And I am not an advocate of violence. I do not advocate that at all. But there is not an adult in America that wouldn't understand an adult going after and clocking and hurting bad an adult that did that to a child. You would be hard-pressed to find a jury that would convict them. That is not advocating violence. It's just trying to make it plain and clear for those of us out here that really care about children. What lines are not to be crossed? And we're talking about a man in power, too. We're talking about a congressman, a 12-year congressman, for God's sake, preying on children, asking them the nastiest and dirtiest, and I can't even repeat the nasty, dirty things that he said to these babies. If he asked them for a picture, you can read that. I can say that on the air. He asked a 16-year-old to send him his picture. Let your mind go. What else do you think he was asking them to send him a picture of? He's a nasty, dirty man. And everyone who knew about him should lose their job. Everyone that secreted him away from, everyone who kept his dirty secret should lose their job. Because their job is representing us. So you want a pedophile defender representing you? You want a pedophile defender as the Speaker of the United States House of Congress? You want a pedophile defender making your laws? Y'all better understand the world that you're living in. That's what you're saying. You're saying pedophile defenders should be the Speaker of the House of Congress. How'd that taste? I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Soulard this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer servers can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits Prison Performing Arts.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell low. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Ooh, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. George, good morning.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller. I used to only be able to listen to you for half an hour on the way to work, and since I retired, I try to catch as much of the whole show as I can. You made a statement this morning.
Yes.
About that man who killed those kids at the school.
Yes.
There's a Dean Koontz book called False Memory, where the government funds a corporation to call people on the phone and hypnotize them.
I've read the book.
Yeah, and then they turn around and kill strangers and family members and then commit suicide.
That is correct.
And you are always afraid to be a conspiracy theorist, but this doesn't make any sense that suddenly there's all these men out there that go out and kill and there's no motive behind it.
And three of them in less than a month?
Yeah, and they're not like the Jeffrey Dahmers and all of those where they're getting some high off of what they're doing.
Or that they've been doing it for years and years.
Right, they're just like, I heard something about the family members of this guy. They're in a state of shock that this is like uncharacteristic of him.
Kind of Manchurian candidate kind of a thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is absolutely weird. And you have to ask the question of, okay, what is gained by these kinds of acts taking place? What is gained?
Well, not only that, none of it fits the psychiatric mode.
This is the word that we're getting out here on the street about this is that this latest one, the guy was in his early 30s, and he has 3 children of his own, I believe. He's married. He had a job, and he was joking and laughing with people the day before yesterday. And they're saying that this has something to do with something that happened to him 20 years ago. Now, he's 30-something. How old are you 20 years minus 30? You're 10, right?
I really believe there's something behind some of these killings.
It's strange. It is strange.
Also, the guy that called up this morning, I was appalled. Even if a female is 17 and a man is trying to, you know, mess with her mind and have sex with her, there's a reason this country has laws that you have to be 18.
That's exactly right.
To be a consenting adult.
That's exactly
and
right.
Then to compare homosexuality to being a pedophile.
It's absolutely. But
I mean, it's even more disgusting
really
to have
is.
Sex with a teenage boy than a teenage girl.
You know, it's I don't even know that there is a comparison. I think that it is
a violation.
It's a violation of trust, irrespective of sexual orientation. Sexual orientation has nothing to do with this. This is a sick, twisted pedophile who likes children. Period. Dot. Whether you like little boy children or whether you like little girl children, you are a grown person who likes children sexually.
Well, this is what they're going to try to pass this off as homosexuality, because that doesn't look like an offense.
And again, it is. Look at what you're trying to do. Instead of facing this thing directly, instead of saying that this is a crime against humanity, that a child has been brutalized and abused in the worst possible way, you're going to try to distract somebody with their own preconception of what grown folks do with grown folks. It's awful. It is awful.
When I listened to you yesterday about this, I was just jumping up and down and screaming.
Mm.
You are really on top of the game.
Thank you.
Every day I am more and more impressed with you. You have more brains and more skill and more everything than people even comprehend.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy your show. I tune in every morning and get everything done around here.
Thank you so much. Take care now.
Uh-huh.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. Jean.
Oh, Les?
Yes.
That girl just took the words right out of my mouth. I enjoy you very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about this article that you read out of USA Today in a previous program.
Okay.
About they were going to remove Bush from office on the 5th of October.
There's going to be a march all over this country. Now the name is escaping me. But, yes, there's a movement that is to take place on the 5th of October. Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't hear anything about this. And I went out, after I listened to your program, I went out and bought a USA Today.
Did you see the full-page article I was talking about?
Yes.
Wasn't that amazing?
That is amazing. And you know what I did?
What'd you do?
Made copies and sent them to my friends.
See?
And nobody has heard about this march.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And what's going to be, Gene, I think that this election is really going to be the election that defines us as a nation.
Oh,
I really do.
Something's got to happen. It's terrible. You know, after all this Foley stuff and that, I watch these guys coming out of the White House, and if they walk funny, I'm starting to wonder, you know.
Mm.
I mean, some of them are really walk kind of feminine.
Well, you know, again, this to me, it's not like that. It is not our ability to look at somebody and judge who or what they are. These are people that had the people in Congress had the specific evidence. They had the smoking gun, Gene. They had the smoking gun of this man's wrongdoing. And every single one of the leaders, the Speaker of the House of Congress had the evidence that this man was abusing children. And he turned his head and said, that's okay, because we want to keep the majority in this House. No matter how anybody walked, the fact of the matter is that the Speaker of the House of Congress said, I know that there is a man in Congress who's been there for 12 years that's sexually abusing children, and I'm cool with that because I want to keep this majority. That's disgusting.
It makes me sick.
It's disgusting.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Marty.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You're on your show as always.
Thank you.
You know what? It's good when things like this, you know, you're able to bring things to light like this, and people don't have to depend on the regular media to for their information. Because if we don't sit up here and, you know, go to other places for information and everything. Just like what Congress does, they have elections at 3 o'clock in the morning and stuff to pass laws and stuff for this monster president of ours. Or, like, they're going to try to make the Internet, make it where you have to pay money to look at certain things or something. I'm trying to understand that law that they're trying to pass for the Internet now. They're trying to make it more...
They're trying to do the type of approach where the providers, the Internet providers, get to make more money off of us. How do they make money off of us? By having different tiered types of accessibility to the Internet. If you want to be able to get to videos on the Internet, you would have to pay a different price. If you want to be able to get to texting, or you wanted to get to text documents, you'd have to pay another price. And if you don't pay this full price, and you don't have access to you right now, you can go anywhere on the Internet you want to, right?
Right.
If they have their way, then you would have to pay extra to get to YouTube. You have to pay extra to get to iTunes. All of
right.
that.
And you know what, Liz? I have to give praise to you, the Amy Goodmans, and all the other people who bring a lot of these things out, because if we had to depend on the regular media who sends us or gives us news that really doesn't amount to anything, or like if we don't be aware of the distractions that they try to give us instead of looking at the things that are going on, like this Foley guy who's raping kids and stuff. And I mean, it's really sick. And they'll sit up here and try to pass this up, but they don't want to, you know, they don't want to look at everything else that this Congress, this White House is doing, you know. Everything that this monster is doing needs to be brought to light. And if there's a march or something going on, I'd like to know where you can get all the information to get this man out of there.
I'll get it to you. Stay with me.
All
Listen,
right.
folks, taking a break. I'll be back.
This is Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, defending truth, fighting bad guys, and sometimes wearing a mask. A little history, a little entertainment, current events, a lot of good fun, and healthy debate. Call me, argue. If you're wrong, I will disarm you. But have no fear. The Sloan Ranger never shoots to kill. That's weekdays 5 to 6 on WGNU.
The Bruno David Gallery presents an exhibition by Carmone Colangelo on display until Saturday. Colangelo is a renowned printmaker who uses a variety of processes to build physical and visual depth. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-531-3030. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I've got a hard road to travel and a rough way to go. And it's a hard road to travel and a rough way to go. But I can't turn back. My heart is fixed. My mind's made up. I'll never stop in my faith. We'll see me through. Let me tell you, I'm all alone.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. Will.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
A couple of things real quick. I want to, first of all, thank you for being on point with not allowing this discussion of the Foley thing and pedophilia to be linked, as it so commonly is, with conservatives to homosexuality. Because, you know, sexual orientation has nothing to do with pedophilia. And for people to try, and I can see that trying to, I can see the conservatives trying to spin this, and they may make it an issue and see, this is why we have to get out of, you know, get the vote out against gay marriage, or, you know, this is why we have to have these laws, moral laws against homosexuality and so forth, because this is what happens. They go after our children, and they'll try to make that link between homosexuality and pedophilia when there is no such link.
There is no link, but and here is the other challenge to them in attempting to go to that familiar, odious place. The challenge to them is that if you because the Republican Party attempts to give the message out that they are opposed to people because of their sexual orientation, that it's about gay people versus us type of a thing from their perspective. And so how then do you say that that is where you stand when you stood there and let this guy do this? So
exactly.
So they've got a really, really difficult road
to tell.
They can't sing their normal song on this one. They really can't.
We're looking at a perfect storm, and I hope it translates, in Congress during these November elections. And one other thing is that military commitment act. That is what I was, is just like, it screams to be compared. Actually, it is fascism. And you hear a lot of people when you talk about those conspiracies of, forces behind the scenes trying to move our society into a totalitarian, like, police-type state. And you always hear people poo-hoo it and say, oh, that's just those wacko conspiracy theories. But if you look at the evidence legislatively and where we are at in society right now, I mean, it's everything's falling in place like a lot of these wacky conspiracy theories say so. I mean, point by point, increment by increment, there's just sucking these civil liberties away and bringing you closer and closer toward a police state. And it's scary, and they're using fear to do it. But I always like to, and I'll leave you with these words. I think it was Benjamin Franklin that said the words that those that would trade, freedom or liberty for temporary security deserve neither liberty or security.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Rose on a car phone.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi, I haven't heard you in a long time. It's nice. I'm off today, so I get to hear you.
All right now.
I just didn't know I hadn't heard the whole show. I didn't know if you had mentioned that this guy was like, wasn't he either chairman or on a committee regarding exploitation of children?
That is correct. That is correct. And you know what, Rose, to me, that's huge, and that is important. But what is more important is the fact that the Speaker of the entire United States Congress, Dennis Hassert, knew about this, did nothing about this, and now is coming to us and is saying he's not going to step down from his leadership position, and he's saying that Mark Foley tricked them. Mark Foley, who used as his address his first initial, his middle initial, his last initial, and the date of birth. Who was he trying to trick, and who was he trying to hide from?
The last thing I read showed that our wonderful congressman here in Illinois, Shimkus, had knowledge of this.
Yes. They all should lose their jobs.
Absolutely.
They all, every, anybody, I mean, if you're running a business, Rose, and you find out that one of your employees was a pedophile, was using your email service to send pedophilic text messages to interns that you had, teenage interns that you had working there this summer, and that his boss and all of his superiors knew that he was sending these sick, twisted text messages to the children, the young people, interns that you had working in your business, would you fire them, or would you accept from them? He tricked us.
You'd have to get a whole new staff.
Yes, you would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you would.
Well, thank you, Liz. I gotta go. It's
okay.
Wonderful to hear from you.
It's thanks for the call.
Hear you on the radio.
Thanks for your call, Rose.
Thanks.
You know, and that's the thing. How is it that there is nobody that is in business in America let alone in the business of the people's business for America. That if you had an employee, a 12-year employee, and you find out that for six of those years or four of those years, let me see, 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, four of those 12 years that you know of, that he had been sending out text, nasty, dirty, twisted, pedophile messages to the teenage interns that you had working for your business, and if you knew that the parent of one of those teenagers called this man's boss and said that your employee was doing this, and they, and would you continue to keep them in their job? You'd fire the lot of them. So Dennis Hassard not to step down is an obscenity because he's doing our business. He is the Speaker of the House of Congress, and he is a pedophile defender, a pedophile enabler, a acting with another pedophile. And if he doesn't step down, I don't mean just from his leadership position, he needs to step down from Congress. Because it is indefensible that in America we would have the Speaker of the House being a pedophile defender, enabler, and acting with another pedophile. And for Dennis Hassard first to say, I don't remember, you should lose your job for that. Because another Republican came and said, I told you about this email. The first thing Dennis Hassard said, I have no knowledge of this. The second thing Dennis Hassard said, okay, I don't remember. Now, one, you lied. And if you didn't lie, why on earth would we keep you in office, keep you in this position of leadership, after you said that it didn't stick in your memory that a fellow Republican told you that a congressman was sending inappropriate emails to a teenage page? That didn't stick in your mind. And if something like that doesn't stick in your mind, Jesus God, you ain't good for none of us. If you didn't wake up at night in a cold sweat about that conversation, if you didn't say, stop the presses, we got to fix this right now, you forgot about that? That just slipped your busy, busy, busy mind? Oh, baby, you need to lose your job. I think we're almost at the place we need to go find out where your wife works and fire her, too. This is bad. This is bad. Matt.
That's a good one. I like. We ought to fire her too. Dennis Hastert, if I may be ad hominem here, is a load. When I look at him, I think to myself, Jesus God, I could be Speaker of the House if I could. You know, I mean, this guy is, well, let's drop that. But this is someone, if they're going to investigate, he needs to be put under oath. He needs to put that hand on that Bible he's always talking about. And raise his hand, and Andrew, as well as nice guy Mr. Shimkus. They need to be put under oath that this thing is going to be investigated. And you may have discussed this already, but did you hear what Tony Snow said about this?
Tony Snow, what was the phrase that he used?
Naughty email.
Naughty email.
Naughty email.
Naughty email.
It sounds so British. Naughty email.
Naughty,
you know.
Emails.
Put your knickers down.
This has nothing to do with,
yeah,
naughtiness. This has to do with crimes. This has to do with monstrous, ugly,
yeah,
nasty acts by grown 54-year-old men with 16-year-old children.
And in my opinion, if I may get graphic here again without being too unpleasant, Tony Snow, I know he was recovering from cancer and everything. I'll be charitable. But for that remark alone, he needs to be B-slapped. I mean, that is just outrageous. And why someone in that press room didn't say, sir, you know, wait a minute. How are you characterizing this again? As far as I know, no one did that.
Here's the piece for me, Max. The piece for me is that So is Tony Snow Shane and everybody that agrees with Tony Snow and is enable Tony Snow to make these comments as a spokesperson for George W. Bush and the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
For Tony, would Tony Snow say to his 16-year-old son who came home with these nasty, dirty correspondence from a 54-year-old member of Congress, would Tony Snow tell his kid, ruffle his kid's hair and say, "That's no big deal. Those are just naughty emails.
Naughty
go on,
emails.
Go on
Don't
about your business."
About what, that man is
that,
a good man.
That man's a Republican.
Now, real quick,
that
Newt
man's
Gingrich,
a Republican.
Yesterday on one of the chat Sunday on one of the chat shows, Newt Gingrich, who of course is not in Congress anymore, as we all know, but he was asked to comment on this, and he thought the delay might have been these guys did not want a gay bash. Can you imagine? Yeah, they didn't want a gay bash.
And I heard him say that, and I was just really interested by that comment because the fact of the matter is that part of the Roe strategy is to gay bash.
Of course.
You know, so that is what they do. So if this was an opportunity to bash gay people, then they would have definitely taken advantage of that.
And these people who have gay relatives. Newt Gingrich is a gay sister.
Well, you know, Dick Cheney has a gay daughter.
Dick Cheney and that twisted family, he's got spawn. I'm being ad hominem again, but his daughter is gay, although she doesn't mind it. She goes along with the agenda, if you've heard her interviewed. She's still angry about some things in the last election. These people are twisted. That's all I can say about it. And they're already throwing out Clinton's name. They're already throwing out Gary Studs. They're already but real quick, there's a change of subject here, but I think you'll like this quote. Real good letter to the editor, and I had heard this quote before, but there's a good letter to the editor today in the Post-Dispatch talking about how big oil and people who dismiss that the price is going down before the election. But this person uses the Gore Vidal writer. His quote was, if you all think alike, you don't have to conspire. And that is the thing. The big oil companies, they think a lot.
I
said real power is the guy at the top doesn't have to pick up the phone.
There you go.
The underlings know what to do, how to behave, and what to say.
Thanks for your call. You too. Thanks for your call. And it's Gore Vidal's birthday today, as a matter of fact. 83, I think it is. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes, but really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
Not since the Civil Rights Act in the 1960s can I think of any bigger initiative that will empower African Americans to have control over their life than the Stem Cell Initiative.
Dr. Michael DeBon, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Washington University School of Medicine, explains why medical experts, faith leaders, and community leaders urge a yes vote on Amendment 2, the Missouri Stem Cell Research and Cures Initiative on the November state ballot.
Diabetes, sickle cell disease, hypertension, these are the type of diseases that occur in our families, in our community. Stem cell research could lead to cures for those diseases and many others. Please, please join me in voting yes on the Stem Cell Initiative to ensure that all Missourians will have equal access to future stem cell cures. Thank you.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures, Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Cooper. Stay tuned for my show, Floral Design Inside and Out, coming up next on WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Paul.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Ma'am, I was just calling to see if you could do anything on Khalid Abdul Muhammad.
I'm sorry?
Like an awareness block on Khalid Abdul Muhammad.
Okay, explain. I don't know what you're asking me. Turn your radio down, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, turn the radio down. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I was asking if you can do an awareness block on Khalid Abdul Muhammad.
Okay, you mean do a show on him?
Yes, if possible.
Oh, I don't know. I will take that into consideration.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, thank you, Mark.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Andre.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I know everybody else has covered you up in flowers already, but I'll throw my few gardenias in because I really do appreciate all the things that you do to bring issues to light, because we never would hear about it otherwise.
Well, thank you.
And, I'm making an effort to be there for the Saturday morning meetings, but I get off at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get some kind of a nap before I can come out again. But also, you know, one thing that's being overlooked here, maybe you mentioned it earlier, I didn't hear it. There is a law in place, self-imposed by the House and the Senate, whereby it is, and this says something about how sick they are, they agreed themselves that it would be illegal for any sitting member to pursue any kind of sexual or otherwise relationship with his own page. Now, it's not illegal if you go after somebody else's page.
Mm. And I just want people to have a sense of this. This is one of the text messages. To be honest, this is a text message to a teenager. To be honest, I'm a little too interested in you, so that's why I need to back off a little. The answer from the teen, slow things down. I'm still young, like under 18. Don't want to do anything illegal. I'm not 18. And I can't repeat the next thing that Foley says to him.
Mm-hmm. It's sick.
And again, the message is from MAF54. That's Mark A. Foley, born in 1954.
Okay. Look, this has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has everything in the world to do with sickness. And, oh, by the way, these same people who jump up and down and take turns having nervous breakdowns over Catholic priests raping children, why are they not doing the same thing with this?
That's the fair question. That's the fair question, because it is no different than
no
pedophile
difference.
Priest. It is no different than pedophile anybody.
Yeah.
This is about power and children.
That's exactly
and,
what it's about.
It's awful.
And, I don't have any children, but I do feel for the humanity of these children, for anybody. This just should not be happening.
No child should have to have this in their mental Rolodex.
No child should have to.
Our children are supposed to grow up. Look at where this has happened to them. This has happened in the halls
the very
of
seat
our.
Of power.
Remember all of the people that hollered about how they didn't want Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton
right.
doing things in their house? Well, sweetie, look what has happened in your house.
And that was a grown woman, though.
And that was a grown woman and a grown man.
Yes.
Doing something that they shouldn't have been doing, but nevertheless it wasn't a crime.
No,
it is a crime against humanity. It's a crime against every church out there. It's a crime of the ugliest, nastiest nature, a 54 year old man pursuing 16 year old children sexually.
And it's just too bad that there can't be a few brothers to catch him up in the alley somewhere with a baseball bat. No, I would know about it and turn my back. because this is just absolutely wrong. There is no excuse for it. And the other thing that I want to know, too, is where is Charlie Rangel on this one? Where is the Black Caucus on this one? You know, we need to be on the side of right all the time. Mama always told me that you do right because right is the right thing to do.
All right. Thank you, Andre.
Last thing. What can we do? You know, even after this administration is gone, what about changing, overriding, overturning all this bad legislation?
Oh, you can. That's one of the beauties of legislation. You can. You can. It's just that you have to get the right people in office with the will and the desire and the understanding of what needs to be done.
Because we got stuff that's going to be affecting us for generations.
That's a fact.
Everything from NAFTA on down to all this crap. You know, you're going to be spending billions of wasting billions of dollars to build a fence across the border. Nobody's mentioned anything about putting a fence up against Canada, and haven't they been complaining about people coming in from Spokane and
well,
Seattle?
Well, if we're going to build a billion-dollar fence, apparently we need to build it in on the floor of Congress and separate the pages from the Republicans. Thanks, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Because we have much, much, much to talk about. I ain't kidding. I ain't kidding. Lois, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know, this thing in Foley is awful. It's very sick. He's a very sick man. But, you know, I haven't heard anybody talk about these pages. Why are they responding to this man?
Turn your radio down, please. We have some back noise.
These boys, do you think maybe they have a tendency, a homosexual tendency, and he zero in on this? You know,
let me ask you this question, okay? Mm-hmm. If this was a 54-year-old man going after a 16-year-old girl, would you question her sexual orientation? Would you say this? Does she have tendencies towards that man? Of course you wouldn't ask that question. This is not an issue of sexual orientation. This is a question of how does a child respond when an adult is attempting to sexually abuse them or sexually abuse them. You never ask the question of the 15-year-old girl or the 15-year-old boy, irrespective of the gender of the person that is attempting to sexually assault them. You don't lay the blame at the feet of the victim.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
But you ask the question of, well, did these boys have these orientations like this man? And
That's what you asked. Because he's not homosexual. He is a pedophile.
Okay, so what?
What I'm saying is.
Then what are you asking?
The boys, why would they put up with it?
And again, you're asking the victim, why didn't you do differently? You are laying some of the responsibility at the feet of the victim. These are children, and they are victims. And if they didn't, so then you're asking, why didn't the victim fight back? Is that what you're asking?
But it's a fair question.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's a fair question at all to ask the question of a child victim, why didn't you hit him harder? I don't think that's fair at all.
Well, if the child was like 4, 5, and 6, and 7 years. But these are late teenagers.
So you're saying a 16-year-old should have fought back, and if the 16-year-old boy didn't fight back, then he must have wanted it.
The possibility.
Oh, I think that's a horrible, horrible, horrible thing to say.
Well, no, I think it's
a monstrous thing to say. No, there's not. No, there's not. When a child, yes, there are. Yes, there are. Anytime that a 54-year-old man goes after a child sexually, so that's black and white, isn't it? There's no gray area in that. So you can't say that there are no gray areas. That everything is not black and white. Yes, there are. If a 16-year-old child doesn't do anything in response to a man or a woman coming after them, it is never the fault of the 16-year-old child who was being approached sexually by a 54-year-old man. It is never their fault on any level. They didn't ask for it at all. Ever.
Okay. All right.
Ever.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Ever. Bye. Ever. How dare you say that they must have asked for it somehow or they must have wanted it somehow? They are a child.
They are a child. There is never a gray area. It is wrong. It is immoral. And it's not the child's fault. 1-877-920-WGNU. Kathy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And she's wrong. She doesn't consider that the child has a terror in them because this is an adult. She doesn't consider the fact that this man is in a powerful position and he can do whatever he wants to do because there's nothing to punish him for it. She hasn't considered that this child has parents probably told his parents. Parents probably aware and scared of the powers that be, and they don't say anything. Just like what's happened. I've seen this happen. I've seen a 15-year-old child terrified because an adult man touched her where he shouldn't have. And she looks at me for help, so I help her.
And there are also children. There are also children out there that accept it. Because they don't know any better.
That's right. Sometimes
we protect our children. We protect our children.
Yeah.
They must have asked for it.
I wonder what's happening to her children that she doesn't care about.
Well, you know, and what kind? I had a woman on my show. I had a woman on my show talking about this very thing, and talking about young girls that were the victims of rape or incest, and sometimes from rape or incest from the man that the woman is married for. And you know what the most scarring piece of something that could be done to a child in that situation is when the mama says to the child, well, what did you do to ask for this? So that woman is doing the same thing that psychologically is the most damaging thing for a child on the face of the earth to say, well, did you lead him on? I'm 16.
You see, that was a show on yesterday about 4 o'clock, entertaining the idea of women marrying women and men marrying, and then they had children and asked them, did their children accept? This is ridiculous.
Thanks for your call, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Yes, quickly.
Okay. What, I'm just talking to you?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I was just saying, Kennedy, how they used to have their little rampages and parties and things and had these young girls. That was, where did they get those girls and boys from?
Okay.
And what happened to that prostitute black fella that they almost wanted to send to jail because he reported that they were prostituting him? What happened to him?
Someone else mentioned that story. I don't remember that story. I don't remember that story at all. Do you have a name or something?
I don't have a year or something? Boy, they took that little fella.
You know what? Thanks for that. And anybody that knows anything about that story, because I don't have any independent recollection of that story, email me some details about that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That would be a good compare and contrast if somebody can remember that story and get me some details about that. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back to talk to you same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe